All right, now we're coming to The Shadow Your Smile, and this particular tune probably is another tune like Stardust. It's got a lot of challenging chords in it. And I'm going to do the best I can explaining it to you so that you'll be able to understand it. Now, we're going to do this about the same way that we did the Stardust. We're going to go ahead and show you just the kickoff and everything, and then we're going to go and move our cameras for an overhead shot so you'll get a little idea of what we're doing on the floor pedals and also with the knee levers. And as we go through it, I'll explain it to you as we go along, okay? Now, let's go down to the fretboard here, and I'm going to show you the actual kickoff on this thing. Actually, what I'm doing here on the back side is I'm leaving this 10th string open. I'm not fretting it with a bar, okay? That 10th string is open. Then I am using the fourth pedal that raises your fourth string a half a tone, okay? You raise it up a half a tone, and then I lower the third, because both of these come together, they're the same. Hear them the same? All right, now you'll hear me pumping them as I go up, and I'm going to start off on the third fret. Now move it up one, move it up two. Now you just climb right on up the neck. And you get that sound. Now, actually, I should do it a little better than that because... And it gives you that sound. Actually, what I'm in is a C minor. And that is nothing more than just running it up. But I've done it slow enough that you can see it on TV. I think you can count the number of frets there real easily of what I'm doing here. Okay, now we're going to set up for this overhead shot, and then I'm going to show you the rest of the tune. Okay, now what we're going to do here is we're going to show you real quickly how this tune is played. All right, we've done our kickoff, which is... You can actually count the number of frets that I'm moving here. Okay, now we're going to get in the C minor position. And we're going to use the C minor position here, which is E flat. And incidentally, C minor is very relative to the E flat. All right, now what we're going to do... is that we're going to show you how this is played. We're going to hit the sixth string, then the fourth string, third string, and drop your bar one, and then hit your second string, and then go up to your F position. Now here is where I do a lot of arpeggio things in a more way. Hear that? Hear me raise the fourth string, and I'm using the fifth pedal down there. And now I'm going to go back to the C minor position, and where I'll use that string open. And I just moved it up one, and up two, and then back one, and back two rather, and then back to the E flat position there. Now, the tune actually changes chords here, and it goes from an actual C minor, and it goes into an A flat. And it goes. Now, actually, we didn't even use any pedals until we came down here and used our fifth pedal on that, which actually gave us a B flat seventh. Then it kicks into an E flat major seventh. And actually, what you do is hit the movie bar up to your B flat position, grab your fourth, sixth, and your ninth string. Now, here comes the maybe a little bit on the difficult part. All right, actually, what we did there, we used the fourth and its octave, which is eight, and we went. Now, if I'd hit the right string. Now, actually, what we hit right here is three, six, and the eighth string, which gave us a D minor. Went into the G position, which is G seventh, really G nine, using our fifth pedal. And then again, we're using that fourth string. We're raising it, and then we're lowering it. And then back to the C minor. All right, now we go into the other part, and we do this again. To the open position. Notice I don't have the bar down there. All right, and I'm using the fifth pedal. I'm hitting five, seven, and ten. And then third string, I come up here and put it on the second fret, then let it up. And now I'm using a diminished form here, and I put it on the D position here, and I press both pedals, my floor pedals down, which is your fifth and your sixth pedal. Now, here I let off of the fifth pedal, and I raise my fourth or half a tone, and I get a suspended. Okay, now we're going to go back to the same thing here again, and we're going to start off in our C minor position. Again to the F position, which we've already done. We've done this before. All right, we've done that before. Now we're going to do it again, but we're going to go to the A flat here. Now to the B flat 7. And now to the E flat, E flat major 7. Now we're going to move it up to an E flat 7. Now notice that augmented that I've got there. It's an augmented 7th, really. And that's an E flat augmented 7th, using your 5th pedal, your sixth pedal, and raising your fourth string a half a tone. All right, you can get a, hear that? Now we're going to the A flat, and all we did was came off that second string down to the first string, lower. Then now here's one that we just slide it up. We actually get right here. We push the fourth and the fifth pedals. Now you notice how I pump that up there? That's a real nice movement. All right, now we're getting into some chord action here. Now I'm going to use the fifth pedal here. Move it up. Move your bar up one. And then grab your fifth, five, seven, and tenth string. Down one more to your B flat position, which is a C7. And also now we bring in a flat 9 there, and we grab that second string instead of hitting the third string for the flat 9. Now we're in the A flat position. Playing the tune again. Okay, I think that pretty well takes care of the main parts of it. We didn't get them all in there, but we got a big majority of them in there. And I think you'll find this very interesting when you get into playing this tune and maybe doing it for some other people. Actually, you can play it with a band if you got a band that can play it. Okay, we're going to talk to you later here, and we're going to get another one with you now, one called Closer Walk With Thee. This is the last tune on the album.